11.58 Uhr, Mittagspause. Dein Magen knurrt lauter als der Bürohund. Und dann ploppt der Chat auf. Kantine, wie immer? Wenig später blickst du auf die wie immer mickrige Portion und denkst dir nur, wir hätten zu Mc's gehen sollen. Für den Big McDonald's-Hunger. Probier den neuen Big Gouda und den Big Tasty Red Steakhouse mit 100% Rindfleisch aus Deutschland. Solange der Vorrat reicht, nicht zu unseren Frühstückszeiten.
The way that they talk, like, I don't think I'll ever get used to. Like, it cracks me up. So, like, just like Byron just says, like, he just fully uses. When we were coming here yesterday, like, we get to the, we're waiting for the elevator, but we didn't have the key fob.
Yeah.
So we were like, all right, let's take the stairs. And we get to the top of the stairs and there's a key fob. And Byron's like, he's like, door's locked, GG's.
He was like, we should have kept the elevator.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to welcome you to episode 261 of the Optic Podcast. This episode is brought to you by the Optic Major Collection, available Friday, January 30th at noon, central, shop.opticgaming.com. Take a look at what we have in drop, and I want to welcome Jersey, Jerry, Mook, and I'm blanking, and I don't know why.
Oh, that's fucked up. Oh, no.
This is the worst. Go back. Go back to Sass, man.
Oh, that's so
crazy.
Fucked.
The founder of the
podcast. The founder.
I am so sorry, Sass.
Oh, all good.
Because we
totally
met twice.
Fine.
But yeah. Was that? You know what it was? Because we met for a second time today, but you said nice to meet you.
That was Mook.
Oh, God damn. I'm just blaming you for everything.
Just fucking rerun it.
No, we're not rerunning anything.
No, leave it
I apologize, Sass.
Yeah, all good.
I'll tell you what. I'll never forget it again. Maybe. Here's a major collection. We have hats. We have crew necks. We have rings. I'm wearing mine. And we have a banner that that is a limited edition drop. Are you guys any of you into collectibles? And what kind of collectibles?
Cards, sports cards.
Sports cards. Yeah. The hobby. That's your shit.
Yeah, I like it.
I'm a big collectibles guy. I have everything that I have, every Call of Duty thing that ever dropped. I have every MLG thing that ever dropped. I have, like, obviously every Optic thing that we ever dropped. So we make it a point to create these special moments, and since this is our 20th year anniversary, the boys in production came up with this very cool banner. It's actually right behind us, fucking big as fuck. But it commemorates all five of our world championship wins. We were only able to accumulate five in 20 years, so it's not easy, I'll tell you that.
Pretty solid.
Yeah, it's a solid. I mean, we have a bunch of tournament wins. It's just, you know, rings, we only have five. I'm thankful, but I only say five.
We got to get that for, like, two Challengers Cups. That's what we're looking
for. Get a banner.
Yeah. I was actually talking about that on the vlog, how your content is sort of showing people how... And I don't know how easy it is to actually, if you care about something, everything else that you do just becomes a passion project. And because that is the case, it allows for you to sort of, like, open up and give it your all, which is what I feel coming out of your seats.
Yeah, definitely. I
feel like it's pretty easy, you know, just because, like, you know, Sass came up with the idea, talked to Mook, bought me in as well. I just feel like I've been following Call of Duty for a little while now, not as hardcore as, like, you know, Sass, but since I met Zin, I've been into it, and it's like, I always thought it was cool, and then to be involved in it, it just happened so natural. It's like, dude, we love this shit. This is amazing. It's
easy
to, like, talk about and, like, have fun with each other. We're gaming late night, you know?
Yeah.
So it's always a blast.
It's brought me back to, like, the high school days of just playing pubs with your boys, and you're just
shooting shit. You're in the honeymoon
phase. GB's for us.
I am in the honeymoon phase.
The good thing about the honeymoon phase is that it lasts around 15 years. Like, you have this is the longest honeymoon phase you're going to be in, because it's a game that you play, that you love, and then when you see it played at a competitive level, the way that you guys have experienced it is different.
That's been the most surprising to me, is, like, watching it at a competitive level gives me the same adrenaline that watching the last 2 minutes of an Eagles game gives me.
Oh, yeah, big
time. They've done more.
I think more, honestly. Around 11 search.
Yeah.
I'm ready to shit my pants.
I'm sweating.
There's nothing like it in esports.
No.
I've always believed, like, the world between sports and, like, if you're an avid NFL fan and you play Call of Duty or you enjoy it and you're introduced to the CDL, like, I think I saw Austin in one of your shows saying, like, dude, I'm loving this shit.
Oh, yeah.
Because once you're actually learning what's going on and, like, you're buying into it, it's very similar. It's competitive. The round 11 search is one of the best things you can ever watch. Like, those worlds are a lot closer than people think, is what I've always thought.
Yeah, it was interesting. I was, I think it was Cup was it Cup 2, right, that we got eliminated pretty early?
Yeah.
I was talking to our coach, Temp, afterwards, and I was like, dude, I'm crushed. He's like, you're crushed. Imagine how the players feel. I'm like, nah, I ain't feeling it like me right now. I'm crushed.
This is about me, goddamn. That's how I like to run my business. Yeah, no, I'm kidding. You know, there's you and I have had a couple of conversations. Obviously, I've heard all of your videos, and I do watch everything. Like, if it's to do with Call of Duty, I'm just watching it on the background and stuff. And what you guys have been doing, as I've said before, like, I give you guys lots of props, because there are current, you know, CDL teams that aren't even putting a third of the effort that you guys are putting in. And you're seeing the fruits of that labor, because look at what's happened, right? Like, you know, for us, it was a little bit of a timing issue, and we're going through that right now. Is one of the reasons why I didn't want to step into challenges right away, is because the support, it's so underserved by the league that it sort of made it too much for us to be like, yeah, we'll take care of this also, right? And we sort of experience it right now with the team passes. The fact that this isn't already addressed, and the fact that this isn't already fixed on how challengers should run and what team passes should be, like, it's just like another systemic issue from the main issue, which is it's not supported. But to give you guys an update, Zinni, the GM, would like to give you guys a couple of words on it.
Yeah, I'll take this one over. So for the challengers team passes, I was getting some tweets last night, and then this morning we figured it out. Your challengers team pass will grant you access to Thursday GA. So general admission tickets sit in GA. Friday through Sunday, we created a new seating area for the challengers players, so every challenger player can now enter the venue. There will be a dedicated section for those challengers players.
Please.
And now, if you guys want to if you guys want to upgrade seats, you could buy GA or whatever. But the team pass now will get you into the venue and get you a guaranteed seat.
And look, I found out this morning what the whole thing is going on. So I'm even being caught off guard a little bit on the solutions for this thing, and opening up a different section. It is nosebleeds, but it's a small enough stadium to where you'll still be able to see the big screens and all that. And also, we just wanted to make sure that the fans, the most important part of this whole thing, didn't get, you know, seated in the nosebleeds after they bought the same pass, right? Gotcha. And also because of the amount of people who are just buying passes because it's a cheaper option than the actual day passes. So you can get 5 passes for a challengers thing, and they found a loophole, as gamers usually do. But we're trying our best to figure this out as we're going along, and hopefully we learn something from this one. So the next time we can share it with everyone, and we don't run into the same thing that we did, or that DreamHack did in Birmingham also, where people were buying Challengers passes to get their friends in.
I don't blame them, Sly Dogs.
Yeah.
Good work.
So continue.
So were people under the assumption, hey, if I get this pass, I'm good?
Yeah.
Thursday through Sunday?
Exactly.
Okay, gotcha.
We usually allow for that to be a thing, right? Obviously, like, Merck is now playing in the majors. So, like, why wouldn't we try to do our best to give the players who are the next up-and-comers the best seat in the house, in theory? Yeah. But because we haven't been able to figure it out, because we aren't really told whether we're allowed to throw an event or not until like late in the year, it sort of puts us in a position to where we can't get the venues that we want because we don't get them a year in advance.
Do you have to bid on the venues?
Yeah, you do. The venues themselves?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, like, we...
Or the teams. Do you have to bid against other teams?
No, because this is our... The HMA, which I hope goes away at some point. You know, this whole thing was supposed to be a traveling circus, you know, back in the good days, and you guys missed it, unfortunately. But if you guys were watching, you guys remember how awesome those days were. But tell me your experience. What do you guys like? What do you guys hate? What do you guys need desperately fixing on so that we can all get together and scream?
are we talking just challengers?
If you wanted to talk about the state of the political geo.
Let's not do that.
Well, I think immediately after the first cup weekend, we knew challengers was a shit show, and COD in general, when Jerry was like, on the phone with the commissioner within an hour.
Mr. Daniel, cool dude,
a grand final Sunday. So
yeah, no, definitely cool dude. I've had 2 talks with him. What I'm getting from the talks is like, either like 2 things. They don't have time to focus on challengers, which is a little crazy to me. I feel like you should just hire somebody and just appoint them to, hey, your sole focus is your challengers, and like to say worries about the CEO.
They used to have that, by the way, but keep going.
Yeah, like that should, like they should have somebody in place to just focus strictly challengers and let to say just handle CDL.
The league did a bunch of layoffs a few years ago.
Yeah.
Beginning CDL, dedicated challengers team, direct points of contact. That's
no more. And listen, I went as far as like, hey, listen, to say, if you want me to run this thing, I'll run. He's like, no, we're good. We'd rather not right now. You know?
You'd have to give up your team if that's what.
Yeah, that can happen. Yeah. But I don't know, dude. I just feel like it's very unorganized. It's just like, I feel like, hey, there should be specific times, especially these cups. These cups are crazy.
The cups are insane.
The cups are a mess, dude. Yeah. It's like, you're waiting 4 or 5 hours to just play another match.
Because people are playing like chows and shit, right?
Yeah. People go to like local lands in the middle of the tournament.
And I get it. Like, they want to make their money. You know what I mean? But like, this should be your number one priority.
100%.
You know? So that kind of pisses me off with like, there's so much dead space in it.
By the way, before you play this, the fact he recorded this vertical, somehow it came out wide in 4K.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah, okay.
It's insane. Yeah,
it was bad. With the Bush squad. You got players, it's great quality. In
different land it is. That's your phone?
My guys aren't going to be iced, okay? My guys ain't waiting 5 hours for these other two players that are playing in a different tournament to finish just to play us. They got a forfeit. It's either a forfeit or we're going to riot. It's very simple.
Yeah.
Get Challenger's intel on the horn, too.
This is where you thought he was the commissioner, right?
You thought Challenger's intel was the commissioner.
Yeah, I thought
he was. Why are guys playing in different lands? It makes zero sense. What kind of rinky-dink program are we running here? Okay? Fix it. These guys got to hop out that land and come back to the Challenger's Cup. It's very simple.
What's that? You got a lower decker there? What's going
on? Yeah, I go lower.
All right.
I always got one in.
Listen, first of all, thank you, man. We need more boisterous people out here just fucking just screaming what's wrong so we can fix it. All right, what else?
Also, I think like,
because I do want to hear your positive experiences on this too, because it's obvious that you guys are having a good time doing it.
I will say one other gripe I have is like CDL wise, like there's just, you guys just don't play enough.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy.
We played once every weekend for the past 3 weekends.
I think Challengers is exposing that to like a whole new level now.
Yeah, like you don't play. Like, it seems like you never play.
That's the issue. There's so many fans don't have enough to watch. We don't have enough to watch. You can't even evaluate teams the way you used to be able to because there's no. They can't get confidence. They can't get momentum. If you get 3-0 slammed, you have to wait 7 days, which is why on a previous podcast, like practice matters so much more than it ever has, and it should be actual tournament reps.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that the hype around Challengers changes that next year finally, because Challengers is like in the best spot it's ever been. 100% agree.
So what gave you that the idea to say, yo, we should get a Challengers team? And then I want to know like how that works within the massive machine that Barstool is.
Yeah, well, so I guess I got really into the CDL last year. Like I watched like every match, and I just got
super into it. What's your team back then?
Optic.
That's right. That's what I'm talking about. I apologize again for blanking on your name. Okay.
Yeah, we got really into it, and then I found out about Challengers. I didn't even know what it was. And then I think I found out about it from Mercules, because he obviously got picked up.
Yeah.
And then I was just looking into it, and I was like, I wanted to do something Call of Duty related content wise. I didn't know what it was going to, like, we talked about like just going to majors or something, but I was like, I feel like there's got to be something else that we could do that would actually work and be good. And once I found out that it's like the overhead is pretty much $0, it was kind of like, well, let's do this. This seems like a no brainer.
Yeah, there's no barrier to entry.
Yeah.
We could have just signed up to play.
Yeah.
Right.
Which to be, I was beating around it. That was why I was really looking. I was like, maybe I'll play in Challenger.
Yeah, yeah. You'll definitely sell more t-shirts than somebody else in Challenger.
Yeah, yeah. Right? But we got into that. And then once it gets to that point, I called Mook and we talked with Jerry. And the thing with Barstool is like you can kind of just do whatever you want. Like especially like all of us, we do good content. Like we put out good stuff aside from Bush. So it's like we have a little bit more room to do what we want. But you really can just like we can get together and the three of us and you just start and then hopefully it gets picked up and then Barstool starts funding it.
That's what, yeah, Dave built it on, like, hey, like, if you have a creative, good idea, just go out and make good content. Once it shows that it's good, we'll back you. So we're in the process of that right now, where it's like, okay, now let's win the full backing from Barstool.
So you guys don't show up to work, like, once a week and then be on camera and then go home and shit?
No. Well,
hell no.
Well, maybe. Yeah, a little bit.
He's got bots to shoot at home.
Yeah. I go in like two times a week, three times a week.
So you're New York, you're both Chicago.
Yeah. Yes.
So
dude,
Chicago's the main office now.
Lucky guys.
New York's kind of like a skeleton crew, right? Or at least compared to what it used to be.
Sort of. It used to be the main office, and then pretty much like 90% of the company moved to Chicago.
Gotcha.
Yeah, a lot of people went to Chicago.
Dude, Chicago's my favorite city.
Is it?
Well, no, it's Tokyo. Mm. And then closely followed is Mexico City, only because of the tacos are just going to fucking blow it out the water. And then Chicago, New York, and then...
I heard Chicago in the summer is great.
Oh, yeah. Summers are great.
Chicago's great.
So you're a Jersey
round.
Boy. Chicago or New York? You're picking New York.
I'm picking Jersey every day of the week.
I didn't want to compare Jersey, because Jersey's more like, if you know, you know.
Gotcha.
People that have never been to Jersey think it's a shithole, but they haven't. They've only been to, like, Newark Airport. So it smells like shit, and I get that. But if you
great
go down to the shore,
now too.
Just or some certain cities and towns.
Well, the food is great in Jersey as well.
Oh,
not like Chicago,
my God.
Surely.
I got a take. I think Chicago pizza's not good.
Which one? The tavern?
All of it.
No.
All of it.
What do you think is good?
Jersey pizza, New York
Jersey,
pizza.
New York, what, those the big floppy triangles?
Nah, you're tricky.
What's Jersey pizza?
Like,
it's frozen?
DiGiorno.
No, certainly,
like,
certainly
crust,
not Jack.
Listen, you know, you
just
know.
Let them bullshit.
Yeah, yeah,
Jersey pizza
know.
Is basically, I haven't tried New Haven, I heard that's phenomenal.
That's the best, I will
but
say.
Jersey
that.
And New York are basically the same exact deal for the most part. It's the same exact product.
The best pizza
on
I've ever
you
had
go,
was in Miami.
Really?
Omonicello.
Mm. Really?
Yeah. Dude, what the fuck is that?
Nah.
That is
beautiful.
That is nothing near what we're talking about.
No.
Dude, what's
dirty.
That green stuff on top of the pizza? Not jalapenos,
nah,
so I can
nah,
see
nah.
that.
That's not it, Zinni.
But no, last time I was in Chicago, I was 15.
Wait, where in Chicago? How long have you been in Chicago, and where have you gone?
Two years now, yeah, two.
All right.
I've been to, I've tried all the big chain, like, you know, the
Giordano's,
Lou Malnati's, all that stuff, Pequod's.
Lou Malnati's gives me diarrhea every single time.
Yeah, it's just, the deep dish is like, I could have it like once every like...
Pass.
Yeah, 4 months.
Yeah,
you
not
know?
Me.
But it's too heavy. You could
have my wife and kid like the deep dish, not
yeah.
me.
I love the
so
deep dish.
So what do you like for tavern style, like the bar, like where would you go in Chicago?
Vinny's? Have you been to Vinny's? How about this? This is what we're going to do, okay? I love going to Chicago. I find any excuse to go, and I go. So me and the two other idiots that we do the food show,
mm-hmm.
we did a whole season in Chicago, and the pizza that I had there, like, it's impossible for you not to like it. So one of these days, I'll fly out there.
Love it.
I'll take you guys on a pizza tour.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, we'll have a good time.
Yeah, you know what I tried that actually really worked good? Was you fold the slice the other way.
Pause this.
Way. Opposite.
Oh, yeah.
Jerry, I'm going to tell you something right now. How old are you?
I just turned 31.
Stop that shit with your feet.
What happened? What's
wrong? He's got short legs. He's got short legs.
I used to do that, and my feet are fucked.
Well, I'm pigeon-toed. I used to wear braces when I was, like, younger.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, like, I always have a habit of, like, I walk in a little bit.
Dude, force yourself to not do that because it'll fuck your shit up, bro. I have two pinched nerves on both of my feet.
From going in like that?
Yeah, from sitting like that.
Yeah,
the pressure that you're, like, you're hyperextending your patella.
Mm.
I'm kidding. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Anyway, continue. Sorry.
All the cheese and sauce is on the outside,
yes,
the way?
Try pizza like that.
What?
This is psychotic.
Wow.
No, it's not. Have you tried it like that? I don't do it every time, but, like,
flavor.
It's like,
wait, what do you do?
Actually,
fold pizza the opposite way.
That's
instead
true.
Of like folding like that, fold it the other way.
Because if you fold it the other way, you're only getting
messy,
the bottom.
Well, you taste,
getting,
when you
like,
fold
the
it the regular
like,
way, you're just tasting the crust first.
Dude, he's actually right. Now that I think
you
about
are
it,
fucking
it
right
makes
now.
Sense.
If you but fold you're it, messy if you fold it the other way. You're just fucking
it,
dripping,
exactly,
burning your hand.
That's the thing. You got to let it cool off a little bit.
What the fuck?
Wow, that's actually
did
a great idea.
You just put me on game?
I never even thought about that.
You got to put on gloves just so you can eat a slice of pizza.
Yeah, but then it melts. Now you have forever plastics on top of that shit.
That's true. Do they have good pizza in Dallas?
No, not like that.
They don't have good
Dallas
pizza,
doesn't
they don't
have
good tacos.
Dallas has like good steakhouses, actually some decent Italian, but you don't have like the home. I'm not calling, I need a chicken parm dinner to go. There's no pizzerias to go get a couple slices.
Okay, gotcha.
The Chinese takeout isn't like it is in Jersey.
That's what I miss about you. There's no slice counters anywhere. It's all
you
full
pies. You got to get a full pie. And yeah. I'm like, sometimes I want to run in for lunch and grab a slice
I
or
want
two.
A buffalo
I don't
chicken
want
slice. Yeah.
A full pie.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's just different. The only one I've found close to home is Zoli's in Addison, where I went there before your guys' comedy show. Last time you guys were here, it was pretty good.
Sorry I missed it.
Oh, all good.
It was a stinker. Wanted to go.
We knew you weren't coming.
No, I wasn't. It was kind of late for me, but I did want to go.
Yeah. But yeah, now pizza here is not great. But I want to go to Chicago because my first ever time in my only time in Chicago was my first ever LAN outside of the tri-state when I was still convincing my parents to let me go pro. Mm. So my mom flew with me to Chicago. I was 15, and she stayed in the hotel room basically the entire time so I can go play. And then I first rounded the Aches and Crim and them. My first ever LAN match outside the tri-state, and I was like, look at that shit. Hell, champion just fell.
So you guys used to be located in Chicago?
Them. The house, yeah.
It was in Chicago?
Yeah, yeah, it was in Barrington, Inverness.
That's right by my house.
Yeah, Inverness. We were in Inverness.
Yeah, so I would live in, maybe you're familiar, maybe you're not. I live in Arlington Heights. Yeah,
of course.
So I live like 15 minutes, 20 minutes away
from
Barrington.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right next to Mount Prospect.
Yeah, Mount Prospect.
Schaumburg
is
where I spent my last time, but this is
great area.
The Optic House in Inverness.
How close is that to, like, downtown?
House. Depends on traffic. I mean, it could take me an hour and 20. It could take me 30.
Damn.
Just depends.
Damn, that's me, like, literally 10 pounds lighter. It happens every winter. I just drop weight for some fucking reason. And then come summer. Oh, man.
You pack it on in the summer?
Oh, instantly, dude.
Really?
Yeah, I went down to 193, like, literally 2 weeks ago. I was 193, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on? I'm going to get beat up. So I started eating again.
That's like, you're like a fish.
Yo, I'll tell you what. Back in the day, this was the first time that I fucking came up with a fucking mega genius idea. Every single, we did the house tour, but as soon as I got to a room, I said, click on, because back then you could put like annotations on the video.
Mm-hmm.
So you would click on that video and it would go to that person's YouTube video of the tour of their channel.
Oh.
And then at the end of that video, they'll say, click this so you can go back to the tour. And it would bring them back to the fucking spot in which they left. I used to think about these things constantly.
The original algorithm right there.
That's fucking right. That's fucking
I'll say this about Chicago. It's been a feel of negative 20 for the past month.
Yeah, that's pretty brutal.
And then we were like, oh, we're coming to Dallas. It's going to be nice out. You guys don't even have fucking shovels.
Yeah,
you don't
have shovels. Salt. Where's the salt?
No plows. What is going on?
Sand
here?
Is what they use.
They have
the
no
sand.
Wait, that's crazy.
Sand and tofu.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Nah, I just like tofu litter.
Doesn't make sense. In 2021, when the huge power outage and like everything shut down, you would have thought they'd start getting some plows here, nothing. Some salt.
Jerry was ice skating outside.
Yeah.
I mean,
these businesses are begging to get sued. I mean, begging for a law. I mean,
here in Texas, everyone's under the understanding that we're all fucked and we're all experiencing this thing together. Nobody's suing nobody.
It's like they don't. It's crazy. Like everyone said, they're like, oh, it's bad in Texas. Like when it snows, like they don't even like it's not even. There's not even an attempt.
Just ignore
like,
it.
Like it's
there's nothing. They don't even try.
Like they don't try anything.
No. What they do is they just wait for the sun. They're just like, tomorrow it's going to be above freezing. It's going to melt. That's the way they think.
So how often does it snow in Texas?
This is the first time since the 21. Yeah.
Is it the first time
once
since
every
21?
Couple years?
Well,
once every 5 years?
A little bit last year, but it wasn't like this. Like this one shot everything down the same way that 21 shot everything down.
Okay.
And we were expecting it, right? Like toilet paper was going to be gone. Meat was going to be gone. Like all the essentials.
Was it tough? Like nobody obviously like backed out of any of the majors or challengers, but like,
well, we had issues.
I know you guys probably had some issues. What was that like?
So we were supposed to have a truck come in yesterday to set up the stage. They didn't get in until today. You guys were supposed to be here yesterday, right? And we were supposed to do this thing. Yeah. So everything got delayed one day. So now it's championship Monday now. Instead of championship Sunday.
Gotcha.
I'm kidding.
My brain just started scrambling. I was that's not good for me.
No.
No. It's still good. It's still good. Yeah, but I mean, obviously, like I was supposed to do a podcast with Ben and Nameless yesterday, but they got delayed because they're in Ohio and they got fucking slammed. But this is what happens here, man. Like they don't even know how to drive in the rain, let alone one less than an inch of snow.
We're very lucky it was a week prior. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Because
definitely.
If what happened this past weekend happened this weekend, we would have been fucked.
Were you referring to Benja?
Yeah.
He's my favorite guy in the scene.
Is he?
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number one.
I just think he's amazing. I love watching him. He knows ball. Jerry does have a conspiracy though. He might be Roblox gamer, but I won't air that out. I won't air that out publicly.
He's a FIFA player.
Ben knows ball sometimes, is what I would say.
Yeah.
In terms of, Ben brings a lot of good...
takes?
He has some decent competitive Call of Duty takes, but more so, he's worked on the back end. He understands things. He kind of is like an all-knowing. Like, if you're like, yo, Ben, who won in cricket last night? He'll be like, oh, you didn't watch it? So-and-so.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
What the fuck? Like, he knows random shit. Sometimes he just... he's talking to gamers and he's using words where it's like, well, the connective tissue here between these two parody teams, it's like, bro,
yeah, just
shrink it a bit.
Oh, I love it.
But he's one of my favorite people because he'd do anything for anybody. One of the nicest guys.
I agree.
He's so nice.
One of the nicest guys ever.
I agree. He was the only one that ever brought me a gift for when we used to throw lands for people. Like, he's the only one that ever brought me like a gift. So, yo, thank you for throwing this land and inviting us and all this shit.
He's a good dude.
You guys see this? Watch this. No, okay, I'm kidding.
Yeah, nah,
but
guys...
yeah, but he was walking around barefooted here, man. I'm like, yo, Ben, like,
what
I love you,
hell?
Man.
Really?
But look at the fucking floor, man.
That's crazy.
Look at the floor, dude.
Barefoot
all
is
those
insane.
Fucking toxins,
that's
dude.
That's like a fucking. It's like something Steve Jobs would do. Well, I guess this is Benjay's dojo. If you think about it, he's like, I'm in the Mecca right now.
Yeah. This is his dojo.
He was grounding, and I'm like, yo, that shit don't work here, man.
Grounding on concrete.
Yeah, so is this the first major that you guys are attending? No, you were here last
Champs,
for Champs, yeah.
Which was awesome.
Yeah.
Was
you came,
well, that one was supposed to be at American Airlines Center, but they had construction going on, so we had to, like, you know, these are the, when you vet for events or you bid for events, you do it at three different stadiums. It was going to be at the Toyota Music Factory, or it was going to be here at the Star, which would have been fucking sick. But we ended up having it at SMU, which is a dope-ass campus. There's so much shit to do around there. You have Mr. Charles. You have...
I tweeted a list of just all their local spots. DL Max is right by there.
DL Max is right there.
The
oh, my God.
Spot
best,
you like.
Believe it or not, best fried chicken ever.
Really?
Just fucking insane. Have you had it at DL Max?
No. Fried chicken? No.
I accidentally ordered it.
I go Mike's Chicken here for fried chicken. So good.
Cool. Wait, Zin, which one did I go to? I didn't go to last year. The year before that I went to, right?
Your first ever event might have been... one of the best Call of Duty events ever.
Yeah. The best Call of Duty events ever. What
are
you talking about?
It was 2 years ago, right?
Yeah.
Well, what was better?
We've had a lot of good tournaments.
Okay, yeah, I mean, of course. But which one was better than the one that we threw?
Yeah, maybe
where
not.
We won champs.
Yeah, you maybe came to the best one.
It was
no, not maybe. You did.
Sorry,
what's
up,
man?
Sorry, you came to the best one.
Kind of what got me like hooked onto it.
Oh,
like.
Shit. Fucking legend, dude. What's up, fella?
What's up, big dog?
Yo, give me some right
here,
here
early.
Real quick, man. Long
holy
time
fuck.
You know what?
Boys.
I'll got you. I,
good,
yo, I got something for you, okay?
Let's go.
I got
sweetie.
A bunch for you. Gentlemen. So
hi,
we have all of the Challengers players coming in. They're getting set up. We have
dude,
this the
was crazy.
Runner.
Yeah, it was incredible.
Yeah, that shit is insane.
I get fucked up meeting the Challengers guys because yesterday they introduced me to someone named Carson, right? And I'm like, oh, hey, Carson. I'm Connor. Nice to meet you. And I'm like, Carson doesn't register, and then they're like, "Oh, that's Brack for moment." I'm like, I know Brack.
Brack's
sick.
Yeah.
So like, I gotta introduce myself.
Names to faces,
gamer tags.
Yeah, names to faces. I figure that because you guys come from a sports background, it makes it a lot easier for you guys to understand that like this is like the literal beginning of what the NFL may have looked like or what the NBA may have looked like. You know, like as you're building this sport, because there's a lot of issues going on. We're 20 years deep into this thing, and you know, some basic stuff we're still sort of falling behind on. From that traditional... And also, you have to remember that unlike the NBA, NFL, whatever, like the league or Activision owns the ball in the field, which makes it tougher for them to sort of give up a little bit of rights there and allow the kids, you know, for what it's worth to build this thing as we were.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What do you guys feel about?
I think a big problem that I'm having right now just is like... understanding like the game, you know, like I don't
very
know.
Fast game.
Yeah, it's like it moves so fast and like, okay, I know how to play pubs and, you know, hold my own, you know what I mean? But like I don't know like what I'm doing, you know? And like watching it is so hard for me to pick up, and like Sass is like better at the mini map, but like you could say five is taking around. I don't know what's going on.
No?
I think like all you have to do is just watch the minimap for
but
like
how
a
long
full
does that
series.
Take? I want to know how long does that take?
I would say after this, you'll get better and better. I mean, I can't give you like an actual, hey, in 3 months, you'll know
but
what's
going
on.
It's not
going
to take like 5 years, right?
No, unless you're fucking brain dead. I mean,
Jerry, as a brain dead person, let me fucking tell you something, okay? I've been in this thing since Call of Duty 2. Right, I still don't know spawns. I don't know.
Oh, so I'm all right.
SND, I'm an expert.
Well, he doesn't play,
probably
be
the
fair.
Best SND mind that's ever touched Call of Duty. But when it comes to the spawns and the respawn stuff, I just, my brain has said, yo, you ain't never going to learn to shut up. I have a better time just realizing that I'm not going
to
know shit.
Yeah, like I like hear our team, like their comms, like, oh, push up to flip them or something. Like, I don't even know that was a thing. Like,
no?
Like,
the bump?
Ranked play will help you, I think. If you're going to play ranked, actually playing it and hearing it and feeling it will, like, because once you're playing it, you'll learn the spawns more. Once you're playing Hardpoint on Den over and over and over, I think you'll understand some more things. Mm-hmm.
We're getting better, but a lot of our watch party is, that was nasty.
Yeah, that's cool.
And we just spam that.
Hell yeah.
Big rotate.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're getting
there.
But
that's an authentic take, because I think, I'm sure a lot of, like, the Barstool guys that are with you guys are feeling the same way. Like, we don't really know what's going on, but it's fucking hype.
Yeah.
And that's why it's so, because you're still learning, and that's, like, a very fun thing to be a part of.
Yeah, I'm excited for when, like, I actually know, like, what is going on.
I think the Codcaster help. Like, we don't get the Codcaster every match, obviously, because it's challengers. But when we do get it, it's like night and day difference. Like, it's so much easier to follow with it.
Rather than just
watching one POV.
Yeah. Oh, big time. That's been a cool part, too, is like people, like, it's like half stoolies, half COD community. And like the stoolies, the Barstool guys are like learning Call of Duty with us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've never been more locked into Hardpoint, or they're like, Search is my favorite, or they're like, Overload's trash, this is bullshit, you shouldn't be able to park the bus, you know? They're picking up on that. Everything.
Yeah, you guys started to park the bus, huh?
No, we got fucked by it.
No, but I thought the term park the bus, did you guys start?
Oh, I have no idea.
I didn't hear it until you guys said it.
In Overload, like they grab the bomb and they just hide.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a fucking loser.
They parked the bus.
Okay, gotcha. Because I heard you guys say so-and-so is the bus driver or something, and I was like, and then I started hearing park the bus, and people were camping.
We'll
Overload.
Take the credit, though.
Yeah, we'll take that. We'll get that on some merch.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
Merch.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I remember I tweeted as a joke, like, happy to announce TJ Haley is joining Meal Team 6.
Yeah.
Some of the Stoolie guys were tweeting me like, what the fuck does this mean? Does this mean T just left Bush? And this is before T went to Surge, obviously.
That's another commendable thing that you guys are doing. Sorry, were you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
My bad.
No, it's all right, I'm good.
One of the things that you guys are doing, because, you know, it's really easy for people to say, yo, this guy's got a big audience, give him a Call of Duty team. You know what I'm saying? And then they're just like, yeah, this is... I was just about to call somebody out accidentally. Just pick any celebrity, right? Tom Brady has a Call of Duty team. You know, like, he's not going to be as passionate as you guys. He's not going to sit there and watch and follow every single thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's not going to sit there and have negative feelings towards another player on another team because they did something to your player.
Exactly.
And, you know what I'm saying? So that's... And the translation of that fandom, right, only happens when the person that's committing to doing a project is committed the way that you guys are. Because if you guys were just half-assing it, all of the stoolies, like, wouldn't be as interested in it as you guys are.
Exactly.
They'd just back whatever team that they were going to back anyway. So... kudos on that as well, man. Like, I do believe that you guys are showing some people off, man, and I puts a smile on my face.
It's been a blast. It's like I grew up running franchise mode in like 2K and Madden, and I feel like this is the most similar thing to that.
Yeah,
it kind of is.
It's just like you're building a team. You're like managing the team. By the way, is a whole different side.
Yeah, that's a different story.
I don't know how you guys have been doing that for so long.
20 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
Easy, right? The most important thing is the fans, right? And the most important things for the fans are the players and the creators, right? And then after that comes the hierarchy of what a corporate environment should look like. And once you fall into that rhythm where, you know, like, you know what, Zinni, you are pretty, man. Like, it's at the end of the day, you're pretty. So yes, you're right. Do, you know, that sort of thing. That is always going to be met with respect, hopefully. But the second that they treat you a certain way, a player treats you a certain way, then, you know, then you don't need to have them on your team. It's just not ever going to work.
Yeah.
And the reason that we've been able to have the same all-star cast of characters in Optic, you know, from the early days, like Bo's Maniac have been there since the beginning of time, right? Is just mutual respect, and the second that thing goes away, like, there's literally no need for anybody to stick around because it's just gonna infect the rest of the community.
Yeah,
you know?
We're learning that.
Yeah. any beef that you guys have had with players so far?
There's been a couple I can remember.
Yeah. You talk about them so that they don't put themselves in.
Well, I think he thought that Eric Boom was hitting his team offline.
Eric Boom,
and then people are going at Eric Boom, and then Zuma started going at Eric Boom. So this kid's just getting gangbanged.
I felt bad.
By Barstool and Zuma Mafia.
Yeah,
he was getting crushed.
We felt bad because it was like, he's a good player.
Yeah, of course.
Eric Boom is great. When you guys say managing it is difficult, what part of it? Is it like the fact that TJ's going to surge, for example, and you're trying to figure that out, trying to pick up players, the stress of watching them win or lose?
TJ going to surge definitely is when like the shit got more real and was like, oh, we got to figure this out.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean,
it's like learn, like after they lose a series or something, it's like you know, they're figuring out like, oh, they're going to be sad just like us. So it's like, how do we keep them checked in? Like how often do we check in? Like how often do they want to hear from us? Like that type of stuff. Yeah. Like communicating with them.
Yeah. It's like, I think a tough part for me is like, I know when they like lose, they're like pissed, you know, like we're all pissed and whatnot, but it's like, I don't explain it. I feel like they should be better at like just communicating with each other. Like we can't force them to communicate. You know what I mean? Like as owners,
like after a loss, you mean?
Yeah, like after a loss, we can't force them. Like, yo, chop it up. You know, talk about it. You know,
I get what you're saying.
Some people are just like, they just want to be done. You know?
Yeah.
It's that and balancing it with the content, because it's like, how hard can we lean into it if they're actually down bad?
Yeah, I think pretty much in the beginning we wanted like, I feel like we wanted like it all to be content.
Everything. Well, that's what they need to understand that they're buying into. Even when you lose, the camera's going to be there because we need to show the pros, the cons, the good, the bad, the ugly.
Exactly.
It's not always going to be sunshine and rainbows.
Yeah, exactly.
So it takes a buy-in from them, too, to know, listen, bro, sorry, I know you just fucking lost 7 minutes ago, but we need you on this camera right now to talk about it.
Yeah, I think that's and obviously it's going to be difficult for them because, like, me, Mook, and Sass is like, this is our job. This is what we do, you know? We're used to just having a camera on, a microphone, and chopping it up, you know? But, like, for them, they might not be used to that. And, like, I get it, you know? In the beginning, they're not going to be, like, all hip to it. But, like, I feel like they're coming around pretty good.
Oh, definitely. Oh, yeah.
You
know?
I think this week is good for them. One time and you got pissed. It's like, guys, the expectation is streams will always be on.
Yes, yeah. For sure.
Call them out. That's what I do. Mm-hmm. I call everybody on the bullshit. I have a good enough relationship with the Call of Duty community as a whole, except for, you know, some people on Reddit, but I've been here since 2005, you know what I'm saying? Like, I played Call of Duty 2, right? Nameless is probably, like, the only other guy. Pac-Man, Wheats, like, there's a few people who have been around since Call of Duty 2. And since then, like, I've done a pretty good job of staying as a creator first person that happened to have all this fucking immense responsibility set upon him and his and heavy weighs the never mind. But what I'll say to that is the same thing with respect, right? Because you're sort of putting yourself in a position to argue with someone where like, hey, I'm a pro player, I'm not a content creator, and you're trying to be like, this is gonna help you, motherfucker. Like, we're gonna get a little bit out of it, but in the end, like, you're the one that benefits the most out of this because you're keeping your stream revenue, you're keeping your YouTube money, you're keeping your merch stuff. Like, we're only, you know, telling you to do this because we get content out of it and we get to promote you to our audience in front of it.
That was our big pitch, is like us trying to explain to them like, hey, We're going to give you the platform. Like, we're you know, coming into this, we knew it was going to be, you know, a little adjustment for us, like, but we knew we had a foundation to, like, start this. You know, it's not like we were going to turn on the stream and we're going to have 5 viewers. Like, we knew we were going to get some good views, and, like, our big thing, our pitch to them was, like, dude, you're going to have a platform. People are going to watch you play. People, like, and if you go off, like, people are going to see, you know, that's their chance to, like, see you on our stream and whatnot. So, but I think they're doing a great, great job now of, like, finally, we just met the other day, right? And, like, they're pretty awesome in person, dude. They're good. They're good dudes.
You got a funny team, especially with teachers on there. Yeah. Like, you guys got a good group for the content. Obviously, they're competitive too, right? Like, Capsule's a former teammate of mine, one of my favorite people ever. What the best part about your team is, obviously, when they're good, it's hell yeah. But when they're arguing, it's also it is such a good team to watch argue. Yeah. It is like the perfect team to watch argue.
When they're locked in or they're just like, fuck everything, burn it down. Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah. But it's been so fun.
Yeah.
The way that they talk, like, I don't think I'll ever get used to. Like, it cracks me up so, like, just like Byron just says, like, he just fully uses the door story. When we were coming here yesterday, like, we get to the we're waiting for the elevator, but we didn't have the key fob.
Yeah.
So we were like, all right, let's take the stairs. And we get to the top of the stairs and there's a key fob, and Byron's like, he's like, Doors locked, GG's.
He was like, we should have camped the elevator.
Yeah.
But it also is like what I've noticed, and like Sasamu could attest to this, it's every day. Like, it's just not like, oh, once a week we're turning on a stream and boom, a watch party. Like, every day we're doing something Bush related.
Yeah, yeah. And there's lot of days where it's like all of a sudden we got to have like a 3-hour phone call. You know, like, all
it's
right.
A lot of nowhere.
Yeah.
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 We're on
especially when
for hours.
Player movement is going to be like the one time where you're always going to be scrambling for something because everybody's taken. So you're sort of like, fuck, who do we poach or who do we try to cut a deal for? And on the losing stuff in that, like, man, it took us going 0-18 for me to say anything about the game or their practice to the players. Like,
yeah.
It took that much for me to even say. From the beginning of time, I made it clear to the players that I'm like, hey, listen, because I love playing Call of Duty, I know that I'm not better than you, and therefore I know that I don't know better than you when it comes to what you're doing in game. Showing up to practice and doing the human side of this thing, then I can help you there, and I can't come down on you there, because if you're not showing up and cameras are ready to roll, that's an issue for me, right? Because I'm not paying you just a player salary. You're getting handsomely paid because I have you on camera also, right? So it is always a little bit of a dance with them because they are going through shit, right? And no matter how it feels, you're not going through the same thing that they're going. They're the ones in front of the fucking thousands of people, and they're getting their hearts broken. So, you know, when it comes to that, I'm glad that I made the decision to say I'm not a better player than them. I don't even know fucking spawns.
Yeah, you know? I totally. I think we're definitely on the same page with that, which has been like, it's been weird to like navigate through that because like after a loss, like I'm not going to call Spart and be like, could have wrapped mid there. we're not going to add anything.
I used to
insightful.
Do that to Nate Shot back in the day. Like I'll even go in and I'm like, yeah, he should have gone B. And he would text me on the side like, pissed, like, how dare you? Now the whole chat's fucking swimming and shit. I'm talking about like 60-50 days, early.
That's the tough part, because the chat will be like we'll lose a map and they'll be like, fire the coach. Coach isn't coaching right. And we're like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, there's definitely like a disconnect. Like, we're trying to get the Barstool fans on the... to understand how difficult it is. Like, we came in fourth in the elite and they were like, this is unacceptable. Yeah. And it's like, dude, like, that was pretty good. Like, we did pretty good.
One of the biggest disconnects is like the players are playing in real time without all the information that the viewer has. So it's like when you watch the CODcaster, basically everything is hindsight, any sport, but like Call of Duty, it's very easy after the map to say, Spart should actually hit right and this guy should have wrapped back.
Yeah.
But in real time, you're making millisecond decisions where they don't have all the information that we have. So it's very easy to judge and make those things, like pull those things from it. The players
hate it.
It's happening quick in real time. It's because you got to realize they're talking a million miles per second, four people same time. They hear this guy saying this. It's a lot more. So it is difficult.
Yeah, definitely.
How did you guys, who was in charge of organizing your guys' Challenger squad?
Me.
100%.
Yeah. Like top to bottom.
Gotcha. Okay.
So it's, I mean, just to give you our philosophy, like we've talked about it before, but we want to, and it was mainly built around Renegade and Bound, right? Coming over from Halo, that story, like helping them get the tools and like they have the talent. Let's try and get these guys to the pro league. Bound stepped away. We just wanted to build like a young group that's going to learn together. There's pros and cons. Like, first and foremost, former pros that have been in the league three or four times, you already know what they got, right? We're trying to look for those diamonds in the rough, those upcoming players who haven't gotten a shot yet. There's also expectations that come. When you put a four-time pro on a team with a Halo player or an up-and-coming pro who's 18, 19, the expectations are so wildly different. This guy is so advanced compared to where this guy's starting. At least the way I viewed it, I'd rather them be at a somewhat similar starting point and climb together.
Gotcha.
So when we place top eight in a cup, or we go from top 16 to top eight to top four, and people are like, are you guys going to make a change? I'm like, we're fucking progressing. There's nothing but positive in the way I view it. There's no negative right now because they're doing exactly what we hope. They're going from top 16 to top 8 to top 4.
Every day.
They're losing close series. They're not getting blown out. The only thing that I care about is like the effort and like we have that team room for a reason, right? So like the other day someone stayed home for practice and I was like, the expectation is you guys are going to play in that room because that's how you guys are going to get better. That camaraderie, playing ping pong in between scrims, mm-hmm. going to lunch, like that is a big advantage you guys have over other challenger teams that are
definitely.
Scattered, Jersey, California. Like, you guys have pro tools, fucking use them.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I care about. Yeah. As long as they're going hard and...
You came down on them?
Yeah, I did.
Good.
Good. Yeah, I mean, yeah, no, that is awesome that they get to all play together.
Good cop, finally.
But yeah, no, I mean, I take it super serious. Luckily, I think I've garnered their respect now, because I think at first it was definitely a little trolly, just like, I'm a very joking, I crack jokes all day.
Yeah,
I'm not
yeah.
very serious most of the time. Luckily, I think I've balanced it pretty well with them, but I mean, I'm super proud of them. And I just want to circle back, like, because he gave you guys props earlier. You guys have exposed so many teams, mostly CDL teams, for what you guys are doing, because the barrier to entry is slim. Your owners' meetings are you guys in your apartments on webcams. It doesn't take... You don't have to start with all these professional cameras and production crews, right? Like, you don't need that. You could make an effort. And
also earned.
Yeah, earned. Of course.
The second one is a Zoom meeting with you that has rotating speakers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, and it's in like 620p. Like, it's you know, you can make content with a phone. That's what Dave preaches. He's like, just use your fucking phone, figure it out, get on Zoom, do what you got to do.
I just don't understand why the professional orgs, like, they don't see that. Like,
no, they see it. It's just that it's expensive, right? It's expensive. And the amount of money that they've already invested into this thing from the beginning just sort of is disheartening for them to say, hey, we were told that this was going to happen, or this is what we expected because of what you told us was going to happen. And then none of that happens.
Yeah.
And they're like, fuck, man, we're millions of dollars into this thing. So trimming the fat is obviously like an easy way for them to make themselves comfortable with this thing. But at the same time, like, man, take the write off. Take the write off. Let somebody else take over. Like, there's so many people out there that would do a much better job at harnessing the opportunity that we have here. And we need more of that. We need more of that, right? Mm-hmm. More of you guys, more of other people like doing more, because it can't just be the same three fucking orgs doing the same thing over and over and over again.
Yeah, props to you. I mean, you guys and Zuma. Zuma's a machine too.
Tommy's always got my respect. One of my good friends. I mean, he does not let up. I mean, he's done a lot, and he's a grinder, which I respect the fuck out of.
Yeah.
Sure, join us when the chance, man. Love to have the love to have Tommy. You know what's crazy? You don't know this. Fucking Zuma is my dad's favorite YouTuber. My dad, all my dad does is all his news come from the Zoom Mafia.
Yeah. Yeah. That's not good.
Bro, like he'll be like, hey, is this true? I'm like, no, it's not true. And every time he's showing me something, he's like, yo, Tommy's saying this, and Zoom is saying this. I'm like, Jesus Christ. I texted him the other day, we're at breakfast. I texted him, I'm like, yo, man, my pops keeps, like, my dad's your biggest fan, man, like, straight up.
Oh, man, I love the kid. He can't come today. His flight got canceled.
I saw that. It's a bummer.
Yeah. He's not going to be here tonight till like 7 p.m. unfortunately. We still got the Stallions here, but yeah, Tommy's not gonna make it. One thing you guys missed was the like all the teams that are super cheap now and are impossible to deal with. At one point, in their one defense, they were spending millions.
Like
they had $1 million to $2 million payrolls just on their players, which was fucking absurd. Like, the beginning of CDL was crazy. My issue is, like, there's no middle ground. It went from extreme good to extreme bad. There's not even like there's no middle. There's no semblance of care. There's no content.
Well, it's because nobody knew what the runway was, right? Like, nobody knew, like, how much time we had before they had to cut their parachute.
Yeah.
If they would have, if we would have been informed, if the ownership, the owners were informed a year before of what the plan was or what the possibility could be, they would have made these changes, like, long before then. It's just that we're missing a massive opportunity, and we're seeing it right now with challengers of what this thing could really look like. And we've seen it before in 2016, 2017, when this thing was fucking booming.
This weekend's going to be what Call of Duty is, though. Like, major LAN tournament.
Except for the fact that we don't have fucking challengers in the same fucking stadium, because we didn't have the opportunity to get the stadium that we fucking wanted because it was so late fucking minute, dude.
Yeah, that's the only downside. Well, that's the one pros to, like, the DreamHack type events or the old school MLG. They're in these big halls, right?
Yeah.
Now you're booking venues where finding space for main stage fans and challengers is a lot more difficult unless you're booking just a convention center.
I was bummed we weren't in the main room with like everyone else, but the pit at a hotel ballroom is gonna be crazy.
Yeah, no, it's
I'm excited for that like raw experience of like just it's, shit talk flowing. JJ's gonna be in there going crazy.
It is Call of Duty competitive at its rawest form.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
wear deodorant. Wear deodorant.
Yeah.
I still don't get that. I don't believe it yet.
We'll see. Well, actually, it's gotten better. I will say, back in the day.
That
it
smells.
Bro, they're like, it smells like fucking dudes. It smells like dudes who play video games and have no interest in a significant other. Yeah, you know? So they're like, I'm there to compete. I'm not there to fucking make you like my smell, motherfucker. Like, you know? But it does, like, you literally get hit with that waft, like, when you walk
That's
in.
What everyone, that's people were telling us, like, don't use the bathrooms, like, they're
okay, they're tripping. What do you mean, don't use the bathrooms? It's not like it's Ultra Music Festival. You could go use the bathroom.
No, you can't. Don't do it.
People were describing it like, wear a hazmat suit. No,
it's not that bad.
You have to get the hazmat suits with the little exit flap in the back, so you don't have to take it out, take a shit.
Can you break down, like, the... Because I'm a little confused right now with the spectator thing with challengers. What's going on with that?
So we...
Jesus Christ. Oh, yo, stop. You see that? That's Ray right there. The bald dude in
the background? Shout
out Ray. Yeah, that dude, Ray. He's been around since the fucking beginning of time. Has been head of security since the beginning of time, dude. The fucking legend.
You see that kid right there? Yeah. That kid had spark, man. that kid had a spark to him.
What kid?
Right there.
Oh my God,
that guy right there.
I didn't even see your face.
Wow.
It's so big.
Challengers, I mean, essentially there was like a miscommunication or whatever where we added Thursday, they'll have GA, they can general admission, and then Friday through Sunday, we added the like challengers section. So all the challengers can now come in. I think it's like, I don't know if it's nosebleed seating or...
Okay, so let's say we had 50 Barstool fans that were like, I'm coming to watch.
Oh, you're saying go into the challengers
pit.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Apparently not. I don't know the information
they
about that,
they have a separate room for that, right?
That's what they said. That was just what that tweet said, but I don't know.
Gotcha.
This is why I didn't want to fucking do this thing, because it's so unorganized.
Right? Yeah.
Like, this shouldn't be like this. These questions that we have right now, 3 days before the tournament starts, shouldn't even be fucking questions. You know, so we're sort of stuck being we're hosting the tournament. So everything that's wrong is like ultimately up to us to fix.
Gotcha.
And there should have been a fix. This has been going on for 5 years. There's no fix to how we do challengers. Like, this is an issue, and we'll learn from this and we won't repeat it, hopefully. But, you know, we're sort of like going on as we're learning as we go along, which is
in a perfect world. It's like DreamHack, which I don't think you guys came to the DreamHack, but it's a fucking huge hall, and you have the main stage and there's like a small challenger stage.
Mm-hmm.
That's the perfect world. It's when it's not a ginormous convention center with every single game imaginable where it gets difficult.
We're definitely going to be at DreamHack Atlanta.
Okay. Dope.
With a watch party like near the pit is what we're being told.
Hell yeah.
Stoked about.
Yeah, DreamHacks are awesome. I would say DreamHacks are the closest thing we have to old school MLG events, because it's all, everything's in one big room. Main stage, fans, challengers.
That's cool.
Yeah,
sponsor booths. That's what we grew up with.
We're also excited to see like the difference of play on LAN. Because like, we've been hearing, you know, we're talking to our boys and they're like, you know, this guy turns up on LAN, this guy chokes on LAN. Like, having people spectating in person is like a whole different ballgame.
Yeah, so back in the day, online used to mean nothing. Like, back until you proved it on LAN, you were just an online warrior.
Still to this day. I don't know where this is.
I feel like...
No, it's not the same anymore.
You know why
it's not the same anymore? Because it's the most fair it's ever been.
No,
online.
I'm gonna tell you why. It's like I compare what's happening right now to '90s basketball. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you guys played,
I wasn't born.
When you guys played, your ascension to today, the way that you guys played is not the way that these
Zinni played against Plumbers.
Yeah.
No. Oh my God! There he is.
There he is. Big Capsule in the house, ladies and gentlemen.
What's up, kid?
It's like they have it easy nowadays, bro. Look at this fucking place. People come in, they fucking show up late, they got fucking, you know, they just show up and they look pretty. Back then, these guys were in charge of their own fucking, like,
there's a different respect
tickets
for it now.
And that, yeah.
There's a different level of, like, entitlement now that we didn't have growing up, because we saw it literally go from you win $500 each to winning $50,000 each. So, like, you have a different respect when you go through all of that compared to when you're a rookie and you're competing for $6 million in a year. Like, we went from local lands and ballrooms, no salaries, just for the love of the game. We saw it go from point A to where it is now.
That's, I love that.
Look at that. Wow. Me, Nate Shot, Scump, and BL Fire.
Who's doing this in real time? Riley?
Yeah, that's Riley.
Right behind the desk.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's
Riley. He's quick.
Dude, you see him on the watch party. He's got fucking sound effects and everything.
But yeah, back then, also, like, challengers has also changed. Like, more people are in Texas now than ever, which makes it a little more fair for, like, central servers. Back then, it's still host fuck you, don't get me wrong, but, like, if you're playing a team from East Coast, put them on the California host. And back then, with the hit reg and the games, everything has kind of changed. So online means so much more now because that's your biggest sample size. Back then, we would have 15 tournaments in a year. So if you were frying online, you'd be very soon exposed on LAN if you weren't that same player.
Gotcha.
But if you fried on LAN, welcome to the fucking show.
Yeah.
So that's how you got respect, was going on the stage and actually doing it.
Yeah, dude, like, think about it. Like, nobody had setups, rooms, like LAN rooms where they would go in and all their boys are sitting right next to each other because they live right around the corner driving in their fucking dope-ass rides on the way to fucking work. You know, Brucey's fucking showing up in his...
In the Batmobile.
In the Batmobile. You know, Seth was driving Seth's a different story, but, like, you know, Big Timer was driving a fucking Hyundai to his room.
That's a different story.
You know, like, and it was a dope-ass fight, like, the highest class of it, of course, but...
To this day, if I'll be streaming at home. Anthony, come up for dinner. I can't. Pause it. I can't fucking pause it, bro. I can't. I'd be playing GBs when I'm 15. Pause it. I can't fucking pause it, bro. I can't.
Dude, I remember, I have such a vivid memory of, like, remember in MW3, the original one, when you could have, like, a clan tag and it would turn yellow if it was, like, a real clan?
Yeah.
I remember, like, some random dude I played just in pubs was like, you got to try out for our team. And I remember I was in the middle, just 30-year-old man, and I'm like 12 years old. And I'm in the middle of tryouts, and my dad comes in. He's like, it's time to shut it down. And I was like on the verge of tears. I was like, you don't know what you're doing, right? Like, you're going to kill me. And then the rest is history.
Yes, right.
My dad. I
love me now, Dad. You love me now.
I forget what launch day it was, but I got in trouble at school. I was like really bad in school. I was a gamer. I just slept all day, and I was the class clown. But I did something bad. I forget what it was, and it might have been the MW2 launch. My dad brought home the disc, and he goes, "You're not getting this today." And he hit it, and I was going like the most batshit I've ever went in my entire life.
Yeah.
MW2 launch night.
You were crying and
the
shit?
The game's in the house, and I can't play. Yeah, I was full-blown tears. I couldn't believe it.
Were you looking in the mirror
crying? I was like... But then, as soon as I started making money as a pro, my mom would be like, take his game away. Dad'd be like, nope.
Yeah.
As soon as I started making money, he goes, I can't do it.
When did they realize, like, oh, shit, like, he could actually do this? Yeah.
My parents brought me to a tournament in Philly, and I was playing with... There was that photo, Nate Shot, Scump, BL Fire. At the time, Nate was like sponsored by Red Bull. He was the poster child for this could be
a
career in life. And my dad talked to Nate Shot, and Matt was like, yeah, your son has a career here. And ever since that, there wasn't even like a single, like, it was full blown support. They still supported me, but it was the extra. They understood
sacrifice going forward. I never asked your how they felt about the blacklisting.
Dude, after stop, all, enough with that shit, man.
After all we did.
See, you guys don't even know what the blacklist is, do you?
No.
Oh, my God.
So you guys just heard the story about how Nate Shot put him on. And,
of course.
He was up next. Talk to his parents. Listen to this shit.
Here's what the understanding is. Back in the day during Call of Duty Ghosts, there was a Skype chat that was made because people were like pissed and jealous that OpTic was dominating viewership.
Yeah.
So the chat started where it was just like, host each other when you get offline, which is a raid now. So raid each other's streams. Back then it was like hashtag follow Friday. So shout each other out on Twitter so you can get Twitter followers.
Of course, yeah.
Somehow, some way that the chat turned into, yo, no one scrim OpTic, blah, blah, blah. And at the time, if we're speaking factually, I couldn't even participate in that blacklist if I wanted to.
Yeah.
Because at the time, it was a switch from Xbox 360 to Xbox One. Mm-hmm. Because I was underage and couldn't go to Champs, I didn't even have Xbox One yet. So I couldn't blacklist them even if I tried to, just so we're on the same page.
You were there,
guys
brother.
Are my boys. But I'm taking three dabs at this time. I was a fucking wreck.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there, and I think I typed the fall of Optic, which was, in hindsight, not something I should have typed.
Oh, my God.
But I was 15, higher than anybody could possibly imagine, fucking around in my boxers, and it fucked me bad. I mean, that at that point...
It wasn't boxers either, tighty whities.
It was...
all day long.
It was purple, a mistake probably. From my end. I'll never forget, UMG Nashville, I walked up to him, and I was, like, shaking. I was terrified. You were drinking, and I was like, I just wanted to say I'm sorry, blah, blah, blah. And you were like, quote, unquote, exact. He said, we're going to forgive you because you're you. Come back in 6 months. Then he didn't talk to me for 5 years. But so I'm not sure if he forgot that conversation or
no, I did it.
Or what?
I did it. What I will say about that is that I have a very, very dark sense of humor, and I thought it was funny the whole time. For 5 years, I thought it was funny.
I didn't think it was funny.
Oh, you're probably shitting bricks.
Well, I'll never forget. Once again, like, you got to realize, Nate Shot helped put me on. I looked at these guys like, I was kind of, I would always describe it as I felt part of Optic before ever being part of Optic, is the way it felt from my end growing up.
Yeah, same. We
so
loved
I
you.
Felt, I let them down severely, and that hurt me a lot. And then, like, if you ever see, I don't know if it's still around, when you see Nate Shot's raw reaction to finding out that I said that in that chat, his face just goes pitch fucking red. He was like, no, he's not. And he didn't believe it. And like, that was, we're all good now. I hate it.
Sounds like you're done, buddy.
I mean, to this day, I have people that tweet me. They're like, we never forgot you fucking snake. But yeah, I felt terrible about
it. So just to clear me in this whole thing, like, yeah, it was fucked up. But at the same time, like, I was like, oh, I'm just going to use this to fucking tease him for fucking a long time. Yeah.
Seth forgave me almost instantly because he understood how fucking, especially how dumb I was then.
Is it true that you forgive him right away?
Oh,
you know, I just said it to please him. You know?
Oh, God.
I was. Imagine me now, times a million. I was one of the dumbest, just constant jokes, loud, whatever. So a few of them, like Bose, Seth, they understood and forgave me quick. Matt took a while. I didn't talk to Matt for a long time. I didn't talk to you for a long time. And now Matt, to this day, bro, I didn't give a fuck. I'm like, dude, you fucking care. Don't lie to me.
100%.
But yeah, that was the blacklist where I fucked over my closest friends.
It's tough.
And
tough,
everyone, bro, at that time just comment, you fat fuck, how dare you? You fat fucking lard. Yeah, so that's the blacklist lore.
That's right.
But anyway, now we're here.
So now we're right. Here. We're yeah, actually yeah. We're actually right. Celebrating a very momentous occasion. We have the Alpha Brain Invitational LAN going on today. We have a bunch of challengers drama and a bunch of other shit that's just fueling the opportunity here. So I'm excited to see all the players walking in, starting to, you know, sort of put their shit together to start playing. And I don't know, it's going to be a good time. I have to I have to drive downtown to do an interview for the league, but I'll be back after. No, not right now. Not right now.
I thought you meant like you have to go right now.
No, no. It's time for Around the Internet.
Real quick.
Oh, yeah, let's do this.
Are you guys excited for today, the pre-LAN? You guys have probably never experienced something like this.
Can't wait. Is it a tournament? What is it?
So
exactly?
this is what pro teams used to do back in the day. You'd get like four teams that are coming to an event. They'd come out early or go to one location, and they'd play on LAN for a few days and get the best possible practice. So this is just round robin scrims. Each team's going to scrim each other once. It's just like the highest form of practice, the camaraderie with your teammates.
Gotcha.
Because back then, it was kind of, you're in your bedroom, right? So you get together for the LAN, and it was like you build that teamwork and stuff. But yeah, this is what it used to be for some teams, you know, coming up.
And we're allowed to watch, right? We can watch.
Yeah, no, we're involved all day, boys. This is not just
you're
going
on. We're here.
You're only allowed to touch your team, though, okay? Yeah. Don't touch nobody else.
We're here to watch.
That's right.
I don't know if we were in like a separate room or something.
No.
I'd like to see them in person.
No, make yourself at home. Yeah, just enjoy what you want to enjoy. Don't touch the trophies, though. It's bad luck.
Of course. Thanks for having us. I mean, we got, you guys let us in yesterday, obviously, to have our players scrim. That was awesome. We appreciated that. We got to check out the setup. Yeah. I was playing some BO3. Fucking awesome.
On your old account.
My old account.
It was at Hex.
I don't know if it was yours, but it could have been. It,
I hope
a chance
you made
it
me
was.
Look good. It shouldn't be hard.
I was showing off.
Yeah,
he was pumping the KD.
Yeah?
Yeah.
If you were sniping with steady aim on, we have an issue.
No attachments.
Cool. We have a couple of questions from the fans that you guys can answer also. I'll start it. Hot take on a peanut butter and jelly. What the fuck? What is this? Who asked this? Lyrics.
Like, wait, I want to know what you guys think.
You grape, have an opportunity?
Grape or strawberry jelly on
strawberry
PBJ?
All day, but I fuck grape. With grape.
Grape.
Wait, what?
It's grape.
It's grape. Grape.
On what?
It's grape.
On a peanut butter and jelly?
Is that an East Coast thing? Am I?
I don't know.
No, yeah. I think that's just a universal law.
Well, growing up, grape was...
I love
what I grew up with. It was grape.
Grape.
It
wasn't, I love grape jelly, but like on an English muffin, not on toast, on peanut butter and jelly. It's like
peanut
strawberry
and jelly
all day
was
long.
Grape growing up, I didn't even have another choice.
Yeah,
I've had the strawberry. I like the strawberry, but it's always just been grape.
I like the strawberry Uncrustable better than
the
grape.
Uncrustables are good.
Yeah.
Love Uncrustables.
Yeah.
Okay.
I actually like this next question from Fire, and I'm glad that we have a content driven team from a content driven mega company here. How do you fight through content idea droughts and continue with the grind? We'll start with Mook over there. Or Sass, if you're ready to fire
it up. I'm going through a drought right now.
Are you?
No, I mean, it's the thing is, like, you can't force it. Like, if there's no, like, if you don't have an angle for content to be made and you make the content, the fans realize that so fast when it's inauthentic. So it's kind of like just do your thing, stay passionate about it, and it'll happen naturally.
Yeah, I think the same thing. I mean, I remember when I first started at Barstool, I had no idea what to do, and I was just like ripping my hair out every day because I was like, everything was so easy, and then you're getting paid for it, and then you're like, okay, now I have literally no idea what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So I think you just gotta find something that you're interested in, and you can talk about long term.
Yeah, no, for me it's like, I don't know. Like, sometimes when I got an idea for a video, I put out the video, I'm like, oh, that's going to be dog shit. And it goes nuts. And then there's other times where I've actually had, like, a great idea, and I'm like, oh, this is going to crush on Twitter. I tweet it, or I make the video, and it, like, doesn't do as well as I thought. It's just like, I just kind of just put it out.
Yeah.
And, like, whatever happens, happens,
that's,
you know?
That's a good way to look at it.
You know, something could take off. You just don't know. You know, some of my best tweets are stuff that, like, I thought it was like, whatever, just a random thought or something happened to me. I just put it on Twitter.
Jerry could tweet Steelers money line or a thirst trap of Mama Justice. You never know.
Yeah.
He's just shooting
shout
shots.
Mama Justice if she's watching. I'm engaged now. But...
Who's Mama Justice?
You don't want to know.
You know Big Justice?
Yeah.
You know, like, what's the Rizzler?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like the mom.
The mom, yeah.
Yeah. Whoa. What about you? Is any comments there?
I mean, I guess you kind of have to accept, like, the lulls. Like, for example, I'm primarily a live streamer, right? So when I'm enjoying myself, I think that's apparent. And when I'm not enjoying myself, that's also apparent. And you can't really force to, when a game is good or when this. So luckily, I've built a base that is kind of there with me through thick and thin. I'm also surrounded by, like, literally the best in the industry. So there's always, like, inspiration there. And luckily, Call of Duty competitive, at least the competitive side, is usually hype enough to where there's something to talk about or there's things going on. There's roster changes. So I'm kind of blessed in that aspect. I mean, I kind of just believe in the good and the bad. They see what, like, they see me on my good days. They see me on my bad days. And that's what makes it such a good, like, authentic relationship, is that there isn't that bullshit YouTube intro. We're here in so-and-so. You're talking to me every single day. You can come ask me whatever question you want, and I'm going to reply every day. So I think just that genuine relationship is what makes it easy for me.
Same. Yeah. I just fucking put my head down and work. Sucks that I'm a content creator at heart. Like, that is I started this thing being a content creator, right? I've been a graffiti writer all my life. I've been, you know, I've just been about the creative mind, right? So when this whole responsibility thing happened for me, it kind of put that in it kind of like ruins that a little bit, right? It's like microwaving your fucking milk with the microwave instead of boiling it, right? Like, it just something about the business, like, taints my creativity and willingness to just fucking go and do a video that's like my only thing that I would change in my life right now.
I actually have a question for you guys. I just want to know, because you guys are obviously just getting started, what do you see for the Bush? Is it pro league? Like, I know you talked to Daniel. Is that where you got? Is that the goal now? Like, after getting these, are you happy with? Obviously, you're happy with what's going on.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Do you want to be on that big stage, like, sooner rather than later? Like, what is?
It's tough because it's like, there's obviously, like, there's so much upside in being, like, being in a league would be fucking awesome, obviously. But there's also a ton of really helpful things about challengers, right? Like, which is, for starters, we don't have to pay people salaries.
Yeah.
Like that, for us, that it's kind of necessary.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I think the content around challengers is so good. Like, I would obviously, I think, yeah, we would want to go to the league, but right now, like,
I think
Bill, I would like to do at least another year of the of challengers.
You know, I'd agree with that for sure. I think, like, if they called the, hey, you got a spot tomorrow, I don't think we would take it.
Yeah.
Like, let's just say, oh, there's a free spot. Nah, yeah. I don't think so.
If they call, we would consider.
They don't open up very often. I mean, you might need to bring that up to the...
Well, I don't know. Like, I don't know how true stuff is either. Like, apparently three teams want out. I don't know how true that is. You know what I mean? Like,
I think...
Are they going to expand? Doesn't seem like it if three teams want out. You know what I mean?
I truthfully
don't
know.
The thing
is,
though, with that is, and we need to make this fucking very clear, the league can work, right? If the other half was doing their half, right? The owners and all that stuff. Those three people leaving have nothing to do with the opportunity that is Call of Duty and the competitive side of Call of Duty. That's just them not being...
They were also sold the wrong thing.
Yeah.
So, like, they have a bad taste in their mouth because... You got to realize, prime COVID, this is being marketed to Robert Kraft and all the NFL guys and the sports owners, and they're told this is the next NFL. So when you're promised a dream like that, and then you spend all this money and it doesn't happen, that's definitely disheartening.
Yeah.
But if you care enough, if you do believe in it, you got to find that middle ground. Like I said, you got to, okay, lower the salary, sure, right? Try and do more for your sponsors. Put out content. It's not hard to get on a webcam once a week and talk, or twice a week. Like, every team should be doing what you guys are doing. Once again, what we're doing, the professional cameras, that grew over time. You don't need to start with this, but every team should start somewhere and try to grow it that way.
Do you think what do you think the difference is that makes some esports, like fucking League and Valorant and CS, like, why, what makes them so...
They're built for esports.
I know Counter-Strike, it's like...
You got to think about it like this. If you play League of Legends...
You understand
League of Legends. Or CS, you understand it, but you want to watch the pros because it's a competitive product.
Mm-hmm.
Half the people that play COD play TDM. They don't know what the fuck's going on. They just want to get a couple games in at night.
True.
If they were playing... If Call of Duty was only rank play, I can't imagine... How big it would be if that, like, in a perfect world, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I think there's issues with that. I think there's a ton of things. I think I've always thought, like, I've always thought that sometimes during the Super Bowl, you'll see a Warzone commercial.
Yeah.
I've always thought if they put a 30-second, and this is obviously a fever, it's not going to happen. If you saw a 30-second advertisement, a scrap screaming, and Dashy getting hype, and it's pros playing for $10 million, watch here.
Yeah.
I've always thought that if people see that, they'd be interested. I'm not sure if that's correct.
I totally agree. The way that I thought about it this year was like I've always been into COD. Like, I've always followed COD, but like getting into the actual competitive side, like, I watch it. Like, I tried to tell my friends, like my friends from home, I'm like, if you guys watch, like, this is literally just as good as watching the NFL. Like, if it's like a good, like, if you're watching like a major weekend, you're like,
dude,
this is
amazing.
Fucking incredible.
It is actually amazing.
Yeah.
Because I 100% agree.
Put me on.
Dude.
Yeah.
I think the biggest, like, the amazing part for me is my son is 4 years old. And last year, you know, I really, like, year and a half ago, started to really watch all the watch parties from Optic, you know? And then, like, I would see, like, the day later, he'd be like, oh, Daddy, can we watch Methods? Can we watch Bows? Can we watch Scum? I'm like, they're going to be streaming on this day. We'll watch it then. And then, like, the day comes, and he's like, Daddy, Call of Duty today, right? I'm like, yeah.
That's awesome.
Call of Duty. So he's four years old, dude, and, like, I want to thank you guys because, like, you know, we all have hobbies and stuff. Like, I like to golf in the off season and whatnot. But, like, dude, he is so into wrestling and Call of Duty. It is crazy.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
Like, he knows our play. Like, I showed you
Jerry's,
the video.
Jerry's kid cried when TJ Haley left.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Dude, yeah.
What an asshole.
Yeah. Listen, I broke the news weeks later. But, yeah, he's devastated, man. He was devastated. He's like, no, not TJ. Not TJ.
That is good, man. That's awesome, though.
Yeah,
that's
dude,
really
he
cool
loves
thing.
It. But I want to thank you guys, bro, because, like, just seeing him into it like how I am now, it's like, dude, he's 4 years old and he like wants to watch you guys, wants to watch our team. It's like, it's awesome.
That is really cool.
Yeah,
hell yeah. I've talked to him a couple times on FaceTime.
Yeah, he loves you.
I've gotten to say what's up.
I'll talk to Methods.
You know, that's awesome.
Yeah,
I mean, listen, bro, we're all happy you guys are involved in the scene now. Just like, first off, I think you guys are bringing, of course, just a behemoth fan base trying to like merge the two worlds. Mm-hmm. And also, you guys are just putting these teams to shame, and that helps everybody. I think everybody should feel the pressure and want to be better going forward. Like we, I feel like we're beating a dead horse, but the format, I'm hoping that this Challengers hype really forces something now, because you have all this league boring, not enough matches talk, and then you have the hype of Challengers where you're watching everything. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping that now is the time for change. I hope. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Couldn't have said it better myself there, Zinni.
But boys, are we we're good? All right, boys, listen, man. What a pleasure it was. Welcome to Texas. We got a fun day ahead, and then, of course, the major coming up. But thank you guys for hopping on.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
Of course, boys.
Been fun.
Let's have a good weekend.
Yeah.
Make sure you tell your boys that if they trip on anything, that is their fault and not the facilities, okay? We don't got it like that.
And let the best team win.
Huh? Yeah.
Okay.